am Kathy Dawes again with Marty Veneer, and she is NBAP Director of Partnership Development Director, as I mentioned. And I guess, Marty, of course, one thing we were talking about was the international engagement and how important this is. And I know you talked briefly about ZNet, which has to do with zoonotic. We might again explain what that is, but what the working groups do on that. And I know there's a lot of acronyms in here. It probably doesn't hurt to repeat again what we're talking about when we're talking about ZNet.
Sure. So ZNet is BSL-4, so biosafety level 4, which is the highest level of containment. Z is for zoonotic, and net is for network. So there are 5 countries involved. All of these countries have biosafety level 4 laboratories. 3 of us, Australia, Canada, and, well, no, 4, all have BSL-4 livestock laboratories. So this is the perfect combination of groups who do high-level containment work on both animal diseases and human diseases, and many of them are zoonotic. So that's our focus. And there are a variety of working groups within this network, 4 at the moment. Knowledge sharing and institutional cooperation is one of the working groups. International response is another one. Scientific excellence, and then a working group on training. And so the working groups have anywhere from monthly to quarterly phone calls. And so it's really interesting. I've been on, I'm on the knowledge sharing group and the international response group. And so because of the time zones involved, I've been on phone calls at 7 in the morning. I've been on phone calls in the middle of the afternoon. I've been on phone calls in the evening. I feel bad for the poor Australians because often they are taking the phone call at 10 o'clock at night. My turn will come soon enough, I'm sure, as they rotate the time of the phone calls so that it's not in the middle of the night for the Australians all the time. But the great things about this working group is that you've got folks who do research and operate these laboratories, and we can learn from each other. We can exchange in whatever way possible research results and cooperate with each other on research projects. Knowledge sharing and institutional cooperation is really important when you look at operational matters in the laboratory. Just how do you run the darn thing every day? What are the procedures you have in place? How do you decon? All of those sorts of things. International response. If we should have, for instance, a serious outbreak of disease, then the laboratories need to be able to communicate with each other and understand how they can work together. So in other words, if there was a disease activity, for instance, in Australia, then the rest of us would come together to support the Australians. But we need to know what those things might be ahead of time. That's not the sort of thing that you do well on the fly. So we need to understand that ahead of time. Scientific excellence is just putting the big brains together so that they can discover gaps in knowledge about some of these significant diseases and then begin to design studies to fill those gaps. And then training of personnel. There aren't a lot, relatively speaking, there are not a lot of level 4 laboratories around the planet. And because of that, and because of the incredibly complex and precise training that one has to have to operate the building and operate within the laboratory, then we need to put our heads together to look at training programs, to cooperatively develop training programs, to be able to move people around. If someone's got a good program, then can the other laboratories take advantage of that for training of their personnel? So it's a really great thing that this program has come together. And thankfully, right now, the Canadians are the secretariat. The Canadians are running the network for us and engaging all of us and doing all the behind-the-scenes work. So it's really a great thing.
How do you keep track? This is just fascinating to me. And isn't technology wonderful that you're able to have these global meetings? But, I mean, how do you keep track of the massive amount of information that must come out of those? And then what is done with it?
Well, thankfully, I don't have to keep track of the massive amount of information. The Canadians are doing that for us. But we all have access to a special website that the Canadians are hosting specifically for BSL4ZNet. So we can access information on that website specifically for the ZNet. But then it is our responsibility at that point then to take knowledge and information back to our people who need it. Now, there are a lot of people involved. There are lots and lots of people involved in ZNet. It's not just me. There are several other people from the NBAF program who are involved in other working groups. There are our peers from the Department of Agriculture, Ag Research Service, and Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, who are going to be doing the real heavy lifting in NBAF. They're part of ZNet, so they're part of the phone calls, too. CDC is part of the phone calls. The other countries who have multiple labs, there are personnel from all of those labs who are part of the phone calls. So it's really, if you counted all the heads, there are really quite a lot of people involved in this.
This is I'm learning something today, quite frankly. I had no idea the Canadians were so involved, which is exciting that they've taken on such a crucial role. Any particular reason other than the goodness of their hearts? They probably have a vested interest like everybody else does.
They do have a vested interest like everybody else, and they stepped up and said, okay, we'll be responsible for managing this network if you all come and participate. So thankfully, yes, they are doing that.
Very good. Well, I know we could go into all kinds of other detail, and this has been interesting. I know I've learned a lot. Anything else you're wanting to highlight today? I know you've got these two meetings you probably want to monitor, too.
Yes, we're scampering off to our computer screen of choice to try and stream all these meetings.
But anything else at all you're wanting to add today, Marty? Or
no, I think it was just important for people to understand that we're not an island unto ourselves. We do have international engagement with other laboratories, and it's an incredibly beneficial thing.
Again, been a pleasure to have with us today NBAF Director of Partnership Development, Marty Vanier, and we'll take a break. We come back, Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.